as a linebacker, and let's say you're playing for New England, Seth Joyner, what's going through your head in terms of what you're looking for and what you think the mistake was with regard to what J.P. Lossman should have done?
Well, I mean, obviously, as a linebacker, my main concern is, you know, A, not giving up a big play in that situation, putting them in a situation where they can kick the field goal and win the game. Secondly, keeping guys in bounds, making sure that you keep the clock running. You know, Dick made some very, very valid points as far as, you know, his clock management and things of that nature. But, you know, if you know J.P. Lossman, you know that he's a very, very competitive guy. And while he may have lost, you know, awareness of what was going on with the clock, I also believe that his competitive spirit probably got the best of him in that situation. You've got to understand, sometimes you need to just go ahead into overtime and take your chances in that situation instead of trying to do a little too much to win the game. And I can guarantee you, you know, he lost track of his play clock, so to speak, in his mind, because he was trying to wait for something to open up, trying to make that play, and in doing so, you know, he gets sacked in the end zone, and those 2 points are the difference between that win and that loss. But, you know, you also got to realize he's a young guy who hasn't played a whole lot, too, and I think that situations like that, you know, young quarterbacks have to go through, because that's how they learn.